Blog Talk Radio.
When they first was starting to play
on the field, there wasn't that many people coming into the stadium to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that were coming in, the men that were coming in, I just remember a particular part where the man was saying, oh, women can't play ball, you know, and everything like that. And so what I loved about it is that these women proved them wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because it went from, like, a few people in the stadium to they packed the whole stadium, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that. And I love the fact that these women, yes, they were, most of them were wives and everything like that, but, you know, that just wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? That just wasn't all they were about, you know? And I love the part when they all went to charm school.
Mm-hmm.
That was
funny.
Yeah,
it's the hair. Softened and shortened. She's like, no.
I remember that part. I don't know why I love that part when she was just going line by line. And I really like seeing all their reactions. And, you know, when she gets to Dottie, she's like, oh, very nice.
Nice.
And Dottie,
Dottie's
kind of like, yeah, whatever. I like that because it kind of evokes the sense that you want to be appreciated more for than what you look like.
Yeah, you want to be appreciated for your talent.
Yeah.
You know, these women
and they were all talented.
Yeah.
And I like that it opened up this discussion about women's roles changing in society, even during this 1940s period.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember from the film, they had, like, Betty Spaghetti.
Yes, Betty Spaghetti.
They did a little film, a little black and white film about all the women and, like, what they did.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's married. And, like,
right,
you know?
And the girl was a queen of, like, a pageant queen.
You know? Yeah. But it really showed how multidimensional they were.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just, you know, these one-trick ponies who only knew how to be wise. They were really talented baseball players.
Yes.
And what I also like about it is that, you know, sports are something that is very unifying, has a very unifying power.
Mm-hmm.
Communities get behind, like, their favorite sports team and things like that. Something that for everybody to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that a female league was able to do this, was able to draw in the attention of men and people from different age groups and that social backgrounds, I think, you know, for me, that was an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just sort of paving the way for, like, female athletes. I also think this is, like, Madonna's best work.
It was.
To date.
It was.
She was fantastic.
I loved her character.
And that's another thing. It dealt with, like, sexual liberation and things like that. So I loved Madonna in this film. I don't think there's any other movie she's been in, not even Evita for me, where I felt, you know, her presence has been so powerful and so meaningful in the film. And Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell.
That's also my favorite
character
film to see her in.
I love that movie. What I didn't like was when, you know, after they picked who they was going to have on the teams and everything, and they were showing the women what they were going to be wearing.
Yeah.
And the women was like, what? How are we going to play ball in this?
In,
like,
the church.
Because I felt like because the league was ran by a man, Harvey, I forgot the last name, I felt like he was just trying to make it a joke. You know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, they're going to be in these cute dresses. They're going to bend down. You're going to see their, you know, rear ends. You know, like, very, you know, sexual.
Yeah,
you know,
they're serious athletes.
And they were
still
serious.
Trying to, like, over-sexualize them. And if you remember that part where they took a picture of the woman's bruised leg. Huge bruise. And, like, they'd be in uniforms. They're not conducive to, like, playing ball.
Right.
But they still treated them this way. They still had to go to charm school and, like, ridiculous things like that.
Yeah.
I always felt really sensitive about May, the character May, who they felt was, like, unattractive and, like, they treated, like, sort of shunned in the beginning.
You think so?
That May?
Yeah. Or Kit.
No, I'm sorry, not May.
Kit.
Not May.
Kit.
Marla.
Marla. Okay, yes, Marla.
I'm so sensitive about things like that. I really, you know, but I'm glad they did delve into that and talking about aesthetics and,
you know, stand different standards of beauty and things like that.
Yeah.
And also they talked about, you know, women's choices when it comes to, like, having kids and starting families versus pursuing a career. And you see that sort of polarity between Kit and Dottie. And Kit wants to play.
Right.
She's like a true athlete. Like, she wants to play ball. And she tells Dottie, like, you can have kids anytime.
Right.
Let's play ball. We'll never get to do this again.
Exactly.
Like, and I really love that about her character.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our feelings on that. You could tell we love this movie.
Yeah. It's our favorite.
But, you know, moving on along.
Yes,
because we don't have much time.
Right.
Our next film is
Set It Off.
Set It Off.
Everybody, yes, everybody knows about this movie.
Yeah, I think this can be called maybe a black cult classic. Maybe like a cult classic among black women.
Mm-hmm.
This is really the first time for me, anyway, that I've seen a movie revolving around more than one black female.
No, you have Ways to Exhale, but see,
oh well,
yeah, I know. But the reason why I like Set It Off was because it seems more real, you know, kind of. You can kind of relate to each character in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can relate to, you know, Vivica Fox character. You know what I'm saying? She was working in the bank. You know what I'm saying, for I don't know what, how many years, you know, and you're just making ends meet, you know what I mean?
And struggling,
and you're just like, there's got to be another way.
Right.
There's got to be a better way, you know what I mean? And they all, you know, were going through that.
Yeah,
you know,
and these were multi-dimensional characters, and they were not, each of them had their own defined personality. They were not what a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of Hollywood films try to do now is just try to have black women in this, like, sort of bubble.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one way to be.
Mm-hmm. The angry black woman.
Yeah,
that's black woman.
And they weren't.
They weren't angry black women
at all. Even Queen Latifah's character, Cleo, she's not an angry black woman. She's tough, but she has a funny side. And she's, you know, she has a relationship that they didn't try to hide. That was another thing I appreciated as a queer person, that they didn't, they dealt with a lesbian character in a real way. Like, you saw that she was a lesbian and that she did have a relationship. There was some, you know, there was someone in her life, and I think that was important. They, you know, this also... film also dealt really well with the intersection of race and gender.
Yes.
And how black women experience
racism
and sexism at the same time.
Yes.
And I think that was important, too, because it's so difficult to, for people who are not black or women of color, to understand that we can't be black in one instance and turn off our female identity. And we can't be female in another instance and turn off our black identity. These are things that we experience concurrently. When we experience sexism, it's racialized. When we experience racism, it's sexualized. And this is just a very complicated dynamic that Set It Off really did a good job of showing.
Yeah.
And showing struggles as, you know, with T.T.?
Yeah, T.T.
Her
she
character.
Was trying to get her toddler.
You know, yeah.
Baby back, you know.
And struggling as a single mother. Like, these, they were all, you know, for all intents and purposes, bankrupters, but they had lives. And their lives had meaning. And you also see the sexual subjugation with...
Stoney.
With her character, you know, wanting to... Support
her
brother, you know, college career, and having to exchange, you know, sexual favors in order to finance that. That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
And it's not just like 1996. That's an ongoing thing.
It
happens all the time. So when people talk about, like, prostitution and they think, you know, a woman out in Atlantic City or in Vegas on the strip.
It's not that. Like that.
It's everyday women.
It's an everyday woman.
It's the woman you see on the train or in the street, like, going to work. Like, these are real things.
Yes.
You know, and that's something I really appreciate about.
Definitely.
It was so meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And it dealt with sisterhood, too.
Yeah.
Just like A League of Their Own dealt with
sisterhood.
Like, you know, in a very literal way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about A League of Their Own. Set It Off deals with it as, you know, on the friendship level.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see a lot of times where, like, Real Housewives.
Oh, Atlanta, they're going at
where they
each
pit,
other.
Yeah, they pit black women against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see things, we don't see friendly dynamics like they had in Set It Off anymore. Even though their friendship is complicated, you know, there's stress on it because of what they're doing, because they're criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's heart there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loving friendship. It's a family.
Yeah.
They support each other. They love each other. And I think the most powerful thing for me is when T.T. dies and they have to leave her in that car.
Oh, God,
it is
that
painful to watch.
Oh,
to this day.
Yes, it makes me cry.
It's been almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost 2 decades. And that is still a rough scene to get through.
Well, I'd say a rough scene for me is when Stoney is on the bus and she sees Cleo get gunned down.
Yeah.
When she
black woman in the law. Like, that is a huge issue. People don't understand. Like, everybody thinks it's like, and my mother said this too. She said, you know, we'll get stopped just as easy as a black man gets stopped.
Yes, we will. Absolutely.
You know,
I've seen it.
And if you've ever seen the movie Crash, where the cop stops the black man and his wife,
mm-hmm.
and he like molests
his
wife
and
right in
front
of him.
That's a real thing.
You know what I mean? And
thing.
I think Set It Off just touched on
so many of those issues.
Yeah. With how women are treated by the law, by their jobs, and just the sense of powerlessness you feel as a black female.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any other movie I know about that has dealt with it so intimately on that level.
Yeah.
And showing you that it's deeper than a bunch of women just going to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They're all motivated, you know, for their different reasons. But there's anger there's love there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hope.
Yeah.
You know? That scene where she gets gunned down in that car, oh my gosh.
That's
an extremely difficult scene.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? When she was on the bus, I think it was, she saw Vivica's character get gunned down.
Right, she was running.
She knew.
Yeah.
And, you know, that scene when Cleo decides, you know what? She just keeps going.
Yeah, yes. She just lit a cigarette, and she was like,
that's
epic.
Yeah, that's,
you know, I'm going out. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out in a blaze. And that's exactly what
she
did.
None of them gave up.
No.
And I think, you know, that was what a lot of us took away from that film. Now I have to go and watch it after the show.
Oh, God. It just gets me all boiled up inside.
It's so emotional.
You know,
it's been almost 20 years since the movie came out, so how important it is, like, you take it for granted, you forget about it, but, you know, talking about it again really makes us, you know, remember what that was like.
Yeah. And last but not
but
least.
But definitely not least.
Real Women Who Have Curves.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. I love this movie so much. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Was it an indie? It might have been an indie.
Was it an indie film? I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure.
It came out in
2002.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars America Ferrera.
I love her. She's so cute.
Yeah, she is. And I think she's a brilliant actress. She slayed that role.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good. And I loved how her and Lupe Ontiveros, rest in peace, God rest her beautiful soul, who played Yolanda Saldivar and Selena.
And Selena.
She killed that shit too. She, everybody was hating her after that. But they had so much chemistry. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the film dealt a lot with body image.
Yes.
And being an ethnic woman,
mm-hmm,
and dealing with, you know, these ideal body images that really don't resonate with you culturally,
mm-hmm,
on a cultural level, because Latinas eat.
Yeah. We too.
Yeah, we too. I was coming right in the head, like, listen,
we
know,
okay,
we're ethnic minorities.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
Too.
We as
and,
well.
You know, for me, and having been a chubby kid, I definitely, like, can see, you know, from that perspective, what, you know, what that experience is like for that character.
Mm-hmm.
And in the film, she says, you know, she tells her mother, you know, I want to lose weight, but part of me doesn't, because my weight says, fuck you.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I love that part. You know, that was my line for, like, a month.
Oh, Lord.
After I saw the movie. And by that time, I had actually lost weight, but still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just refreshing to see that. And I also don't think that I had seen, and there probably are other films that deal with the Mexican-American female experience.
Right.
But I personally hadn't seen one since Selena.
Yeah.
And that was like a bio. That was,
yeah,
like based on, you know, it wasn't like a creative, like, endeavor. I mean, it was creative, but it was based on a real individual. It wasn't,
mm-hmm,
like a film, a drama,
mm-hmm,
that encapsulated, you know,
yeah,
the experience of the Mexican-American female.
But you gotta, you know what, I can understand why, too, she wanted to, you know, kind of lose weight or whatnot, especially the type of school she was going to. She was going to Beverly Hills,
mm-hmm,
High School. And
yeah, and she must have been surrounded by
six
like
figures.
You
yeah,
know what
all
I mean?
The
time.
All the time. So, and then, you know, the guys, of course, looking at those, they're looking at those women and,
yeah,
and thinking that they're beautiful, and that she looks at them and she looks at herself and probably, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm not them. I'm beautiful like them. You
I
know?
Mean, she's, I like that character, Anna, because she's smart and,
mm-hmm,
you know, she's just very forward-thinking, and she's brave, and she's challenging, and I love the part where they're in the, they're working with the other seamstresses. She's like, Mom, I'm so hot, I'm taking this
off.
And, you know, she's like, Mom, what are you doing? Don't take it closer. She's like, listen, we're women, we all have the same thing. And
yes,
the whole,
oh,
everybody in the shop is like,
yes,
yes. And look at, you know, oh, look at my stresses. She said, it's my from East to West. I love that. I think that's probably my favorite part in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you know, and I also like that the scene where she loses her virginity, she's not like very, like, oh my gosh.
Right.
Finally, somebody loves me for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get together. It's a great first experience for her, but she doesn't cling to it.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, she goes to Columbia University.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to New York. And, like, you know, that final scene. Remember earlier in the film where her mother's like, you need to walk like a lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showing her how to walk. And, like, in the final scene,
she
walks. She stretches stuff with her head,
mm-hmm,
up and stuff. I say, you know, that's,
yeah,
really, really special.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
I like what it stands for. It teaches you to
love yourself.
Who you are. Love
if you
want to
change yourself,
mm-hmm,
fine. But love yourself.
Yeah.
You know, love who you are right now in this moment. Get to where you want to be, but love yourself. And, you know, do what you want.
Yeah.
Live how you want. Be who you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, even though her mother and there was tension there, you know, it showed a real raw relationship. Like, you know, my mother gets on my nerves. She criticizes me. She can,
yeah,
you know, I can't take it. Like,
yeah,
irritating me, but she loves her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, I love how it's so subtle. Like, you know, she says, my mom, I'm leaving. And her mother's in the bedroom, but, you know, she doesn't want to come out. She's being, you know, stubborn,
mm-hmm,
you know, Mexican mother.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see Anna's picture on her mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you pay close,
yeah,
close attention, you can see the picture of her in the mirror, and she loves her.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
She's not the best mother in the world. Nobody.
I don't think anybody's
best.
Mom,
yeah,
is.
But she loves her, and I think in the end, like, that's really, you know, what counts for both of them.
Yeah. I think we did a good job picking each and
every movie
we spoke about.
You know.
It all touched on different things, different topics.
Yeah,
stuff
definitely.
That us as women go through body image. Okay, that's an all-day thing. That's across the board.
That's a cross-cultural experience.
You know, and then we got, you know, the sisterhood from League of Their Own and Set It Off,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we deal with the sexism, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
with League of Their Own and with Set It Off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, racism, you know what
yeah.
I mean, and Set It Off and
identity.
Identity.
And with, you know, Real Women Have Curves and cultural expectations
mm-hmm.
versus your own dreams and your own endeavors and your own, you know, wanting to shape your own identity.
Yeah.
That's spectacular. I love all these films. I did a little survey at work, and I just want to quickly mention some honorable mentions. I think I might have some here.
Okay.
I know off the top of my head, I can tell you, one of the main ones that was mentioned a lot was The Color Purple,
mm-hmm.
which I thought that too.
I love Color Purple.
Yes, especially I really love the relationship between Suge Avery and Steely. If you haven't seen the film, if you haven't read the book, do both.
I think.
Because they're really spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, it's rare that a film can measure up to the same, you know, potency as the book. And the film almost does that. It's really one of the best films based on a book. And I think, you know, that important relationship that, not just between Suge and Steely, but also Oprah Winfrey's character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, for her not to be, her main role to be an actress, Oprah Winfrey, like, she really did an amazing job in that film. Some other ones mentioned were Thelma Louise, obviously.
Oh, boy.
Another Gina Davis film, which I love, especially the ending. And, gosh. I should have actually produced that list, but
mm-hmm.
those were the two, like,
ones
that were, like, repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. I think those are very important films.
Yes.
So, that's the end.
Yes.
And, you know, please reach out to us.
Yes.
Facebook.com/ChattyChicksRadio.
Twitter.com/ChattyChicksRadio.
Google us.
ChattyChicks.
Chatty
Chicks. Email us. Tell us what you think.
Yes.
If you have any questions, comments, you want to share anything, please, ChattyChicksRadio@gmail.com. Hit us up.
And next week is the end of
March Madness.
We'll be talking
about our top five femme femmes.
And we will be covering, just to let you know, we will be talking about mainstream hip-hop femmes.
Yeah.
If we did... if we included Indie, that would be like a 2-hour conversation,
definitely.
And we would just need to do like 4 parts.
My favorite, and we had to end
it
with a bang.
With that list, it was like actually it took us only like 10-15 minutes to come up with that.
So I hope you guys tune in to
that. Yes, please do. And we leave you with this. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Chip, Dottie, you want to go back home to Oregon and make 100 babies? Great, I'm in no position to tell anyone how to live. But sneaking out like this, quitting, you regret it for the rest of your life. Baseball is what gets inside you. It's what lights you up. You can't deny that.
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it.